Interesting question. Yeah, a couple of us have dropped stuff outside. My first spacewalk, I lost a camera. But, you know, those things more than likely come back into the atmosphere. People track that the size of maybe a softball, and then they can see where it's going. But most of that stuff eventually comes back into the atmosphere. Over. We have about an 8-hour working day. We get up around 6 usually and go, get finished with work around 8 o'clock and lunch in the middle there. And so then we work most of the day, you know, before lunch and after lunch. And then after dinner, we have a little free time to talk to family and friends, get caught up, do some email. But it's pretty much every day. Over. Not really. You know, we're in a low enough orbit that there's, you know, not a lot of stuff, big stuff around us. If there is any big stuff, we try to do what we call a debris avoidance maneuver, where we actually rotate the station. We don't have the ability to move it too far, but we can rotate our orientation or do a reboost to increase our altitude. Over. Well, it looks like Earth is so peaceful and it's so beautiful, and what a lucky place we have to live, because it's so alive and beautiful. And so what it really makes me feel like is people should all be really nice to each other, because we're lucky we have our beautiful planet. Over. Not really. Sometimes you hear some creaking, but I think that's just from the thermal extremes outside, like the heating and cooling in the metal. But I don't think I've ever heard anything else outside. Over. Oscar November 4 ISS, this is Oscar Romeo 4 ISS, over. Oscar November 4 ISS, this is Oscar Romeo 4 ISS, so we're still here, over. We're still here with you, Oscar Romeo 4 ISS. If there's more questions, I'm happy to answer. Happy to be part of your organization, over. Well, probably the thing I miss most are the people and, of course, my dog, because my dog symbolizes taking a walk where there's wind, like in the forest or on the beach and the sand and the beach itself. So the things on Earth that you can't get up here, over. We have 4 huge solar arrays, and so we get power for half of the orbit, 45 minutes, and they also charge up batteries, and so at nighttime the batteries power the station, over. Well, my advice is just make sure you have a little bit of a science and math and a background in math and science. And find something that you like to do and do it well, and you'll be successful. And I would highly suggest you get into the space business, because I think your future is very bright and you'll be the ones going to Mars. Over. Well, there's no gravity, so it does take a toll on your bone density and, of course, muscle mass, unless you do a lot of exercise up here. One other big thing is radiation. We do get a pretty big dose of radiation, but in the lifetime, it's not so horrible, so it's okay. Over. Well, we eat all sorts of food up here. If that was the question, it was a little bit blocked. We have, of course, Russian food, U.S. food. We also have Japanese food. We have a Japanese astronaut on board with us. So anything from lasagna to beef tacos to hosen tofu, and all sorts of food. Over.